Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Friday show. We'd love to hear from you. Call in 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. As I said, we are here. It's the Friday show. However, it is Saturday morning for myself and the gentleman sitting across from me. I am Vin.
And it's Alex.
And we are in the beautiful
U.S. Mariana Islands.
Oh, boy. It is. I'm looking outside, and it's glorious. Absolutely glorious. I think Guinness Book of World Records, isn't it, that this is the best weather in the world or something to that effect?
Most consistent temperature.
Most consistent temperature, which all of those people who say, oh, I want the seasons. I want the four seasons.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You want the one good season. The reason why you like the four seasons is because it's kind of like hitting yourself in the head with a hammer because it feels good when you stop. That's basically what it is. You want this all 365. So I'm pretty excited to be here, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. It's the morning here. You know, it's not like I've been dragging all day and we got to do a Friday night show. No, it's the morning, and it's pretty wonderful, and we have not been subject to the level of draconian lockdowns as most of the other people in the U.S.
Yeah, you can get a haircut here.
Right.
As dangerous as it may be, you can brave the barber.
You can slap on a mask and brave the barber.
And we haven't had a case in 2 weeks, so it goes to show you that you know, the cure is worse than the disease.
In many cases. And we do have some places that are opening back up, it seems. But we have others that are not. This thing seems to be dragging out in weird, weird ways. So let's talk about how long can we expect this to go on?
Yeah, well, if you listen to the experts, which, that's the new thing, right? It's like the scientists, the experts, the, you know, this secret source from the intelligence community. So I'm on CNN, and they have another one of these stories, and the headline is, "Expert Report Predicts Up to 2 More Years of Pandemic Misery." 2 More Years.
Oh, my goodness.
They say the new coronavirus is likely to keep spreading for at least another 18 months to 2 years until 60 to 70% of the population has been infected. A team of long-standing pandemic experts predict in a report released Thursday. So it's just like, I don't get, what's the plan? So you're telling me this is supposed to last for 2 years? So why? The current strategy does not seem like a two-year plan.
Well, the question is, what is supposed to last for 2 years? Because we're already seeing, like, if you go to the New York City has been posting up their hospitalization, their cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. You look at that curve, it's all the way at the bottom. It went up, it's gone down, it's a very clean curve. What are they saying is going to last for 2 years? Remember when it was flattened the curve? They went from flatten the curve to move the goalpost. Now it's like, oh, no, it's not. Never mind. We didn't do this to flatten the curve. Now we've got to keep you locked in your house until absolutely no one on earth has, or either everybody gets it and there's no more cases, no more cases going to the hospitals. It's unrealistic. It's unbelievable. And what's interesting is that the curve itself looks very much like any seasonal cold or flu epidemiological curve. It came in, it was basically, you had your two-week ramp-up, you had your two-week fall-off, it was basically a month. It's what flu season looks like. Now, I know that it's not politically correct to say this is something like a flu, but I think one of the big problems here is that the knock-on effects, it's not just the staying home. But as we were talking about earlier during the break, you and I, it's also led to this regime of soft censorship. Should we call it soft censorship? What? How do we even frame the situation?
Call it like it is. It's censorship. I call it creative censorship.
Creative, right? Censorship, yes.
Because historically, you know, countries could just say, you can't say this, you can't do that.
Right.
And if you disagree, well, you know, we're going to crucify you, as they used to do in the olden days, or hang you, or whatever is the execution means by time. That was the risk you took when you spoke out against the state. But there was one country that said, you know what? I think the people have the right to say whatever they want. And so in America, we have this challenge.
Mm.
And by we, I mean they. The government has this challenge. The tyrants have this challenge of, what do you do when the people are saying things you don't like? And they've been having a lot of trouble with that over the years, because the courts have been pretty good on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And have said, you know, you have the right to say things that people don't like. What's the point of free speech if we're just protecting things people want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
That's pointless, right? No one wants to, you know, take away your right to say that you love this or you like that, or, you know, flowers smell good and honey is sweet. Like, you don't need free speech for that. You need free speech for saying critical things, outrageous things, controversial things. So the courts have ruled that the government can not censor things unless it's a direct call to violence. So you can even say, I wish group X, you know, didn't exist.
Right.
That's legal in the U.S.
Right.
Not in many other countries, because they don't have free speech. But the U.S. has pretty good free speech. So they need to get creative with their censorship. And they realized, well, we, the government, can't censor things, but we can outsource this to a third party. And then it's okay.
And on that point, I think that there was this week we had this super interesting, and it shows the dichotomy. I've got the story here that's on ABC 23 in Bakersfield, where actually a ABC 23 video was censored. It's this video of this press conference held by two Bakersfield doctors. It says, watch controversial press conference held by two Bakersfield doctors that was pulled down by YouTube. On April 24th, two Bakersfield doctors, Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, held a press conference questioning the California's stay-at-home order. Erickson and Masihi said their facilities have tested over 5,200 patients for the coronavirus throughout the country, making up for over half of all testing in Kern County. According to their data, the death rate of the coronavirus is similar in preference to the flu. Quote, now that we have the facts, said Dr. Erickson, it's time to get back to work. Erickson said he believes businesses could reopen, and as testing continues, people could start going back to work. In fact, Erickson suggests that staying at home too long could be even worse for people's health. Then, on April 27th, 23 ABC received an email from YouTube giving the station notification the video had been taken down, citing YouTube's, quote, community guidelines. 23 ABC has appealed the ruling through YouTube. 23 ABC News also reached out to YouTube regarding the notification, and a company spokesperson issued a statement saying the video was pulled because the content contradicted the guidance of the local health authority. Quote, we quickly remove flagged content that violate our community guidelines, including content that explicitly disputes the efficacy of local health authority recommended guidance on social distancing that may lead others to act against that guidance, said the statement. However, content that provides sufficient educational, documentary, scientific, or artistic context is allowed. For example, news coverage of this interview with additional context. From the very beginning of the pandemic, we have had clear policies against COVID-19 misinformation and are committed to continuing to provide timely and helpful information at this critical time. I think this is crazy. Content that explicitly disputes the efficacy of local health authority recommended guidance.
How dare you contradict the propaganda? Who do you think you are?
I think it's scarier than that.
We're going to remove you. We're going to remove you.
I think it's scarier than questioning the propaganda. Content that explicitly disputes what is basically a political decision, the efficacy of local health authorities. Those local health authorities are appointed by politicians, or perhaps elected, depending upon your jurisdiction. That means that if you can't question that, what you really can't question is political policy.
Yeah.
That they're going to censor, which is exactly what the First Amendment and the idea of freedom of speech is there for. This is Orwellian.
It's Orwellian. We will talk about that. We would love to hear from you. It's not censored here, at least for now. You can call in 855-450-FREE. We'd love to hear from you right here on Free Talk Live.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, the Friday show. Saturday morning for us here in the beautiful Commonwealth of the Northern Marianas Islands. I am Vin.
And it's Alex.
And
We would love to hear from you. You can, of course, call in and talk about anything that you would like to talk about. The phone number is 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. We've been talking about COVID, the government response, how long this might last, and what we can call them the knock-on effects, the second, third, fourth order effects. One of them seems to be censorship, but of course, those of us who are for censorship resistance, and especially if you listen to the show, you know that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency are keys, big keys to liberty in this world, and wallets are important to that, and the next generation wallet from Divi is coming. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat, that's U.S. dollars, right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn, which is important in this day and age, by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Alex, we were talking about the fact that there's no end in sight for this event. I mean, this cultural happening, some people have called it a shift. There's no end in sight.
Yeah, they're going to milk it for all it's worth. So it's, and that's what sometimes I wonder, right? You know, at the beginning when there's uncertainty, it makes sense that the policy is a little chaotic, a little unclear. No one really knows what's happening. But as more and more data comes out, I become increasingly concerned that there's an alternative agenda, right? I'm starting to worry, what is the real virus here? You know, is it Corona or is it these government policies, these lockdowns, all these other restrictions? I mean, we have 30 million Americans unemployed. We're spending trillions of dollars.
Agreed.
You know, like it's monopoly money, and they're just talking about more. I saw an article, Nancy Pelosi calling for $1 trillion in local government aid. Right? There's just every day you'll see some article where someone calling for more money for this, more money for that. Illinois wants to get its pensions, you know, get aid for that. It's like, what does this have to do with Corona? Right. Illinois had a bankrupt pension system, and now it's like, you know, this is our chance. That's, you know, because of Corona, our pensions are struggling extra hard. Like, you got to help us out. And it's like, this has totally evolved from being a public health crisis to just, you know, a crisis of tyranny.
And a global crisis of tyranny. We've got, let's go ahead and get to the phone. We've got Ian in Phoenix, Arizona. Ian, what say you, sir?
Hey, guys. I'm going to change the subject quick. Hey.
Go ahead.
I didn't realize that the Mariana guys were on tonight. You may not have an update, but I wanted to confirm that Forkfest is happening and get any updates you may have, whether Rogers has said anything about it either way.
I do not know whether or not Porkfest is happening, but I have been wondering about that myself. If there aren't updates on the site, I would say that you could reach out to the FSP and ask them. They're quite responsive, Free State Project. I believe it's FSP.org. You can go ahead and just reach out to them and ask.
Porkfest is not their event.
So no, he's asking. Well, I believe he's asking about Porkfest, P-O-R-C Fest. Which one are you asking
with
about?
With an F.
With an F. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. In terms of Forkfest, yeah, I am not sure.
If Rogers Campground is open, then it will happen. So
it's decentralized, after all. So
it can't be canceled. So
yes, because
I would talk to Rogers and see if they're open. There's also a Telegram chat on forkfest.party. You can connect with other people interested in the event. So I would go there, talk in the Telegram chat, get the latest update, network with some like-minded individuals.
Excellent. Yes. So please go and do that. Yeah, Forkfest is decentralized. So Rogers, if Rogers is open, and I see no reason why a campground couldn't potentially open, I think that it would be a great thing if people did show up and express their personal liberties to
exercise their right to assemble.
Agreed. So, Ian, if you go ahead and want to do that, thank you for the call. I'm sure that there were some other people wondering as well. We will try to get some information on that before the end of the show. We'll reach out to the folks in New Hampshire, and we'll get some of that information and bring it on air. Thank you for the call and the question, Ian. We've got Steve in New Mexico. He wants to talk about coronavirus. What say you, Steve?
Yes, thanks. Like your show, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, a couple points I really want to make to all the people out there that may be on the edge of wondering whether they've been hoaxed or not concerning this coronavirus. Now, this using logic from this standpoint, as far as I'm concerned, it's obviously a hoax. Number one, the testing you keep hearing about over and over and over again is what they call a PCR test. And there's another type of test called a serology test, which is being done. And when it is being done, it's almost under laboratory conditions. And the protocol to actually nail down a specific genome, what I mean by that is a corona-19 is a specific genome of a coronavirus. This test that they're using, the PCR test, cannot tell you whether it is a specific genome. It can only tell you that you have some junk DNA antibody in your body, which could have came from a regular cold, flu, and because the common cold is a coronavirus, that's why you don't have a vaccine for the common cold, because the common cold mutates too much, too quickly.
Rhinovirus?
Yeah, let me ask you this though, Steve. I think that in the conversation about hoax, I think it's very important that we define hoax, because it seems like, as we were talking about in the first hour, that if we don't define what it is that we're saying is a hoax, because I'm not saying that I necessarily disagree with you here, that it seems like this is going to be defined for us in the worst possible way. So are you saying, when you say this is a hoax, are you saying that there is no virus? I have a feeling that's not what you're saying. I just want to be sure that we are clear on this. Can you define what you believe to be the hoax? I think we're probably aligned with this, but why don't you go ahead and define that for people so that we have that clear up front?
No problem at all. Obviously, there's many, many viruses out there, and there's all types of strains of coronavirus. You can prove that to yourself by looking at CDC patents. They go back 65 years. It's been around for a long time. So what I'm saying is, no, we all have had the flu. Most of us are cold in our lifetime. What they have done, in my opinion, at this point, the numbers tell me this, although, you know, let's put it this way, make it simple. Yes, there may be a Corona-19 out there, but my point is the testing they're using cannot tell you that. So they don't
got
really
it, got
know.
It. Steve, why don't you hang on, because I think this is an important conversation that can't be had enough. Why don't you hang on until after the break, and we will talk to you. We are here. This is Alex and Vin here on Free Talk Live. We'll
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Workers eager to get back to their jobs are protesting at a number of state capitals. Hundreds are protesting in at least 10 states, including Illinois. This protester in downtown Chicago has a message for Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker.
The governor's overstepping his bounds. His 30 days are up. He needs to go home, take his silver spoon, and feed some of the people with it.
During her first White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany calls the Michael Flynn case a grave miscarriage of justice.
I'm glad they kept such good documentation of their intent to slow walk General Flynn into a trap and to essentially create, as I mentioned, a grave miscarriage of justice.
Flynn was the president's first national security advisor. Some are saying with the new documents that were released that the FBI was trying to entrap Flynn. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Barack Obama is warning Americans to plan for a long period of economic turmoil. Obama took part in a virtual town hall meeting that aired on YouTube.
I don't want people to think that this is going to be just a short-term thing. And the economic effects are going to continue to ripple out. And we haven't seen, I think, all the impact that's going to occur.
Obama has been receiving a little bit of heat over the fact that his wife, Michelle, recorded a PSA saying you should only go outside if it was necessary, and then Barack was seen on a golf course. New White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says China mishandled the early coronavirus outbreak there.
But I will echo the president's displeasure with China. It's no secret that China mishandled this situation. Just a few examples for you. They did not share the genetic sequence until a professor in Shanghai did so on his own the very next day.
McEnany holding her first formal briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Friday show. Here in the studio in the gorgeous Northern Marianas Islands, I am Vin.
And it's Alex.
And we are talking all things COVID. We're talking about the lockdowns. We are talking about the censorship. We are talking about the behavior of the state. Important to me, one of the most important things to me when we're talking about what are the steps that we can take after we've got the information, we need to take some action. Cryptocurrency is one of the biggest things that we can do. And Intercoin. Have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even do elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join the next revolution in money. What might be the next revolution in money? We shall see. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of these coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. And our listeners should know also as well, Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin Inc. So thank you to Intercoin for all of their support. We've got full phones. Alex. People want to talk about
this and other issues. We
the American people will not be subjugated.
We were just talking to Steve in New Mexico. We were talking about the fact that Steve says, and I think a lot of people agree with this, that there, that this coronavirus response, let's say, that there is something fishy. This is a hoax. A lot of what I say, and Steve, tell me if this is maybe not an accurate representation of your position here, because I feel like this is my position as well. It seems like, as we were talking about in the censorship of these doctors, that science and medicine, as we've known them, seem to be being thrown out for sort of ignorance, superstition, and the power of the state. Does that reflect sort of where you're going with this idea that we're undergoing a hoax at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. And all you have to do is, look at the Rockefeller influence in what they call the Fletchner Report, which brought us allopathic medicine. And basically made all other medicine illegal. And that was done in the 1930s. I don't remember the exact date, but look up the Fletchner Report by the Rockefeller, funded by. That's what changed us to allopathics. Rockefeller's has their hand all over this, in my opinion. It could be wrong.
I think that people before this whole thing happened, might have said that some of these statements were the statements of tinfoil hat people. But it's hard to say that this is all some sort of a conspiracy theory when this whole thing breaks down. And who do we see on TV? Not a doctor, not a scientist, but Bill Gates, who in many ways is the modern representation of Rockefeller.
Oh, absolutely, and he's a complete failure. His mom gave him the contract. She was CEO of IBM. He did nothing with Windows. He stole CPM, which became Windows, or DOS. I should say DOS operating system. Windows came later. But here's the other point I need to make. Okay, we have a test out there. They're telling everyone, get tested, get tested, get tested. It's all you friggin' hear. Okay, you get tested with a PCR test, which is a swab. Even the new test, which is this 5-10 minute test, is even worse. It gives 80% false positives because it amplifies a very tiny amount of DNA, and it can have any corruption be amplified, and it's worthless. So everyone out there thinking they have to get tested, it's a worthless test. You have 80% false readings, which means the numbers go up. Why do they want testing, testing, testing? Because the numbers go up. And the numbers mean nothing. It means you had a cold or flu in your lifetime. If you have a fever, you come down with a flu. Here's what I'm saying. It looks like they took a common flu because they cannot tell you a specific genome with this test, so they can't tell you that you have COVID-19. It's a sham. But you got the flu, and if you're old and you got other preconditions, yeah, you might move into pneumonia and die. That's been happening every year and will continue to happen. But that's what they're throwing at you in the media. Now,
I think these are excellent points, and I think that people, the most important thing here, and I think that thank you for your call, Steve. The most important thing that people need to keep in mind is that there are so many inconsistencies here that regardless of what the true story is, it is most definitely not what you're hearing from the official narrative. I think that we can all be clear on that. Wouldn't you say so, Alex?
Yeah, what happened to the ventilators? What happened to, they're giving me 2,000. I need 30,000 ventilators. We're all going to die. Right?
Unused. And then many doctors coming out and saying that the ventilators are actually doing more harm than good, that the ventilators may have actually been killing people.
Yeah, the majority of people on ventilators still die. They were painting it as, it's this miracle cure. If only the federal government, could save us and bring the ventilators, it's their job, right? The only reason why the federal government is to provide ventilators. It's not like the local state could get ventilators. It's not like the hospitals could buy ventilators. Without the feds, we'd have no ventilators and everyone's going to die. Meanwhile, on the ground, the reality is, majority of people who use ventilators already die.
Exactly.
And there's some evidence to suggest that ventilators created more complications than they solved. So it's like inconsistency after inconsistency, and they never go back. You never hear them talk anything about ventilators now. It just disappeared. It's gone.
It has been
testing.
It has been put in the memory hole.
Yep.
This is, if people want to call in and talk about this or any subject, we have full lines. I want to get to the people who are here. You can call in 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Steve in Arkansas who has been hanging on the line for quite a while, and it looks like he wants to discuss things that are happening perhaps in Arkansas related to the lockdown. Steve, what's going on in Arkansas?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
I think that what the last caller, Steve, was saying is definitely a possibility. I think it's also a possibility that this is some sort of bioweapon created by China. But it may be a long time before we know, or we may never know. Mm. Which is even probably scarier than what the government's trying to push on us now. But, I think this whole scenario has been nothing but a power grab. And, I've talked to Alex before, I believe, when Dave was on with him. And, my wife owns a beauty salon here. She was forced to shut down 6-7 weeks ago, I guess. And they said, oh, well, you'll have the opportunity to get unemployment. Well, she's self-employed, so there's never been unemployment for self-employed people.
Right, right.
She had to receive a dime. Just today, she received an email that said, okay, the system is ready for you to apply for unemployment, but you can, everyone in Arkansas can open their salons on the 6th. So,
right.
Now, I have an income. I've been working. We're very fortunate for that. But I would say 75% of hairdressers, at least in this area, are single mothers. And that's their only income.
Sure.
For the last 6 or 7 weeks, they have had zero. No.
Well, Steve, I think one of the things that I'm curious about, because I've been talking about this with people in the personal services, is that just reopening a business that is a personal service business, whether that's like a hairdresser, a nail salon, masseuse, these things that people schedule out in advance, they're still, even though you open it, a lot of these businesses may still open to basically crickets for a couple of weeks as they start to ramp back up their appointments. How's that going with your wife? Is she going to be able to open up and have people coming right away, or is she still going to be needing to worry about, getting these appointments in?
Well, for her, it's probably the opposite of that. She is already booked up, and she's going to be working longer days than she worked before the closure to try to get everyone in that's wanting in. And I think the girls, see, my wife owns the salon. There's 4 ladies that rent booths there.
Why don't you hang on? We'll come back and talk about what these effects of this lockdown is after the break. If you'll just hang on with us, we'll be right back. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antibiotic. antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your Friday show, Friday evening show here in the beautiful Northern Mariana Islands. It's Saturday morning here, as a matter of fact. I am Vin.
And it's Alex.
And we have been talking about all things COVID. You are free to come and come on the program, speak about it yourself. You can do that by calling 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. As I said, we were talking to Steve from Arkansas before the break. His wife is a hairdresser. I wanted to, Steve, just what came to mind as we were at the break was I wanted to discuss in Texas this story from this week where the headline and reason was undercover cops arrest two women for operating home beauty businesses in violation of the coronavirus lockdown order. There were actually undercover police that were monitoring in, I guess this is in Laredo.
They were wearing their masks.
They were monitoring social media, and they busted these women, gave them both Class B misdemeanors with a maximum potential penalty of 180 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. Seems to me beyond the pale, seems to me insane. Is this the type of thing that, I mean, I know that you say that you have income, but without busting anybody, obviously, is this something that you were hearing about that was also women in the business of your wife or men as well were having to result to in Arkansas? And would that have been a misdemeanor there as well?
Well, I'll tell you this. The Arkansas State Board, the cosmetologist, made it clear that if hairstylists were caught working from home, that it was a $1,000 fine, two misdemeanors, and up to 30 days in jail.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were even toying with the idea of taking their license. I don't think that happened, but I do and tattoo artists are in the same boat. Actually, the gentleman that does, you know, my wife likes to get tattoos, and she has a guy that she goes to. Well, he did a tattoo at home, and he was fired and fined for tattoo at home.
Well, let me ask you this. When is it time to put your foot down, right? Are we subjects or are we citizens? At some point, we have to make it clear which way it is. And it seems based on everyone, they're acting like we're subjects.
Right, and here's what really pisses me off. You know, they gave X number of Americans this $1,200 stimulus check. And, you know, the idea of that was to, A, help them continue to pay their bills while maybe they're off of work. Let's face it, most people are getting forgiveness on rent and their house payments and car payments for a couple 3 months. That money was just spent on stuff for the most part. And it didn't get spent in our small businesses because most of those were closed.
Right.
It was all being spent at Walmart or, you know, on baby tigers or whatever the hell else people were buying with it. I made this point a couple weeks ago. I actually physically know more people that tried to buy a tiger with their stimulus check that have COVID-19. So.
I think that this is a great point. Steve, I hope all the best for you. Thank you for your call. And Alex, you know, this is a very interesting and important point. I had been speaking before all of this.
The tigers?
No. Not the tigers, but about the economics of giving away this helicopter money, the universal basic income, the UBI. And I had been talking about the idea before even all of the lockdown started. I said, they're going to do this UBI. They're going to do it. Because I saw the money printer go burr. I saw the lockdowns beginning. And I was saying to people, you're not going to be able to buy whatever you want. And I think a lot of people said, I don't understand. What do you mean? I said, well, they've got the system of like SNAP and WIC where you can't buy everything that you want with the money the government gives you. But this was kind of a roundabout way of doing it, that it's like you got your $1,200, but just exactly as Steve said there, you couldn't go out to a restaurant and have a sit-down meal with it. You couldn't go get your hair done with it. There's a lot of things you couldn't do. What could you do? You could go to Walmart. You could go on to Amazon.
McDonald's is still open, drive-thru.
Isn't it interesting who ended up getting that money? Even landlords didn't get it in a lot of places because they have rent moratoriums now. So it's like this very interesting, you know, fascism is when the state and private industry sort of act in this way where they're one single beast. This is something new. I don't think it's a coincidence that they left everything locked down except for their few crony capitalist buddies, and then that's where the money got spent.
It's disgusting.
We've got still, you can call in if you want to talk about this or, of course, any subject, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We've got Reviler in Florida who has been hanging on the line for quite a while. So thank you for sticking around, Reviler. What did you want to talk about this evening?
Hello, gentlemen. Yes, I want to switch gears and talk about the disgusting, debaucherous, and degenerate transgender agenda being forced upon our children to help destroy our birth rates that these Zionist buttholes are propagating.
Okay. So,
tell me more.
Tell me more.
All right. I like talking to you guys better than the normal people. Anyway, so speaking of degenerate transgenders, Aria DeMezzo is probably listening. I like Aria. That's your assistant program director at LRN. But Aria is a total degenerate. And now, you libertarians, you do a lot of good. I believe you guys, I agree. Cops are buttholes in general. I don't like using force against people either. But the problem with you people is that you don't care about our demographics, as European people, as whatever that our ancestors founded this country. So you sound like the Marxists. You sound like the commie buttholes. Not you guys, but, you know, ooh, racist.
Not us.
But
not us.
I bet you if a bunch of low IQ Somalian buttholes move next door to Ian Freeman tomorrow, 10,000 of them next door to Ian Freeman, he might start to get a little woke. So anyway, these degenerates So what it is that the Zionist bought holes, the Rothschilds, Rothstein, Adelson on the right, Soros on the left, all these buttholes. What they do is they want to destroy whites, and they want to destroy Europeans, right? So they've already interbred with us a lot. So what they do with their Kalergi plan is, in the name of tolerance, girl, they support things like RuPaul's disgusting drag race. And let me ask you, Dennis, if your kids wanted to be transgender, are you going to tell me that's what you wanted for your kids? No. Now go ahead.
Well, I have to say I do have two children. They are both girls, and I think that if they decided they wanted to be transgender, I think if they're adults, that's really not my choice. And I think that there's a lot of things that they could decide that they wanted to be that I would be much more upset about than transgender. Like, one that comes directly to mind is a heroin addict or perhaps a crack addict. I think that there are a lot of things that we would wish for our children, but at the most, if my children are happy and healthy as adults, if they are functional, productive adults, I would tend to say that that is what I want for them. On my list of things that would be necessarily unproductive and unhealthy, transgenderism really doesn't rise to the level of about a million other things that I would definitely not want them to do. So I will say that much.
Yeah, my response would be that I think you're right to point out that libertarians are way too into, as you call it, degenerate activities, right? I think people celebrate doing drugs and, you know, sexual promiscuity and other things like that as if that is liberty itself. That's not to say that we should ban these activities or anything like that, but I think you're right to point out there's a danger in celebrating, you know, promiscuity and, you know, controversial things for controversy's sake.
Well, let me kind of agree with that and back that up, Reviler, a little bit, because this is something that I say often. I think that there is a big conflation of the ideas of liberty and license. Liberty is the freedom from oppression by others. License is the freedom to do whatever you choose to do without other people stopping you. They are two very different ideas. And I think that, as Alex has said, unfortunately, people who don't have a philosophical or ideological background often will confuse license with liberty. So it's the idea that, yes, I don't want there to be violence used against you if you're going to be, like, slamming heroin out on the street in public. I don't want violence to be used against you to stop you. I prefer that you didn't do that. But also, just because you have the license to do it does not mean that it's necessarily a good idea. And I think personal responsibility is important. I appreciate your call, Reviler, and certainly we're not going to censor anybody's thoughts, even though we are in the age of censorship, COVID censorship in particular. If you'd like to talk about this or anything uncensored, except, you know, of course, watch the language a little bit. You could do that 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.